Good morning and welcome to another episode of Autumn and Enya's book analysis. So today we're going to be comparing and contrasting the difference between Jay Gatsby and Tom Buchanan from The Great Gatsby. So we're going to be talking about different questions throughout the book and how they compare to one another, of different events, the way their reactions were throughout the book, and how they impacted the storyline and the plot of the book. So our first question is asking whether or whether not our two characters, Tom Buchanan and Jay Gatsby, are ever manipulated throughout the book, or if they are very manipulative in their actions.
They manipulated Daisy a couple times, such as in chapter 6 on page 178. Gatsby says, "You don't understand," said Gatsby, with a touch of panic. "You're not going to take care of her anymore." "I'm not." Tom opened his eyes wide and laughed. He could afford to control himself now. "Why's that?" "Daisy's leaving you." Gatsby was basically controlling Daisy and putting words into her mouth that she had never actually said.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. And if you look a couple pages before, on page 176, you find that he says multiple times to Tom, or to her, saying, "You never loved him," trying to convince her of what she thought, whether or not that was what she did. And we know she didn't, because on the next page she says, "Oh, you want too much," she cried to Gatsby. "I love you now. Isn't that enough? I can't help what's past." She began to sob helplessly. "I did love him once, but I loved you too." So we definitely see that Jay was trying to convince her of things that she didn't even necessarily feel. And this is all because he feared so much about losing Daisy, even more than he already had.
This leads us into our next question. Which is, our next question is, what do Tom and Gatsby fear?
So we see throughout the book, really much like we had already just gone through, that Gatsby is pining for Daisy so much throughout the book, trying to find a way to get her back. And once he feels like he finally has her, now he's so afraid of losing her again, and he's willing to go to drastic measures, especially whenever we see on page, it's in chapter 8, and it's right after Myrtle's death, and you can see that he literally says to Nick that he's he doesn't even really seem to have any remorse for the fact that Myrtle is dead because of him and Daisy. And he takes the fall for Daisy, but he never shows anyone what actually happened. And so you see almost the cowardice of Gatsby, and you also see how far he was willing to go to keep Daisy. We also know that Tom's behavior was all coming from the fact that he was so afraid to lose his social status throughout the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know people thought he cared a lot more of what people thought of him than really anyone else.
Yeah, and he liked to make people think that he cared about Daisy, that him and Daisy had, the perfect life. When in reality, he was cheating, and he had his mistress, and whatever happened in Chicago as well, which caused them to move.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely agree with that.
Please pardon this brief interruption to hear from our sponsors.
Ford, the universal cab. Buy it, because it's a better car. The Ford Model T touring car, only $650.
So, the next question we have is regarding how Tom and Gatsby, how their character, their own personal character, throughout the book has progressed, and how we've seen their true colors come out, and how the difference between they were at the beginning and towards the end as the book went on, what new we learned about them, what changed.
Okay, yeah, for Gatsby, in the beginning of the book, at when Nick first went over to his house for the party, he says, "I thought you knew old sport. I'm afraid I'm not a very good host." He smiled understandingly, much more than understandingly. It was one of those rare smiles with a quality of internal reassurance in it. And on page 176, he changes to, "Just tell him the truth that you never loved him and it's all wiped out forever." He changes from a more, like, relaxed and, not really relaxed, but, like, what would you say?
Like, carefree.
Not really carefree.
Laid back type of, not really worried about what's going on, feeling very comfortable in his life.
Yeah, very comfortable to, like, almost like a demanding and, like, trying to, like, up himself up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Push himself up. And Tom, he changed from also, like, very laid back, carefree, because he had his wife, he had his child, and he had his mistress all, like, put together in a line. And then Myrtle dies, he could lose Daisy. Mm-hmm. He becomes more protective of her because he doesn't want to, like, lose Daisy and lose his, like, social status, yeah, as we said before.
Well, and it's like his perfect little life is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that he's built for himself, this world, this life, is now, like, falling to pieces. And so I'm sure that's when we start to see
his character change a lot more.
Yeah. And we see, you know, the true colors of what's really deep down inside. When everything isn't perfect, we see that come out.
Mm-hmm.
Please pardon this brief interruption to hear from our sponsors.
The all-steel refrigerator from General Electric. Happy to own it. Proud to show it.
For our final question, it is, how does Gatsby's and Tom's character traits affect others in the book?
So I think, really we see a lot of that with Daisy. We see her in Chapter 7 especially, in the iconic scene when they are fighting in the argument in the place in New York, Manhattan. We see her really start to fall apart as Tom and Gatsby are going at each other. Like on page 178, she says, "Even alone, I can't say I never loved Tom," she admitted in a pitiful voice. "It wouldn't be true." She starts to really just, like, fall to pieces. She doesn't know what to do because she loves them both, and she's trying to please Gatsby. She doesn't want to hurt Tom. She doesn't know how to handle the situation. She feels so stuck. And so we really see the way that Tom and Gatsby are speaking to each other and their whole interactions.
And how they're affecting Daisy in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see that a lot. And then we especially see it on Myrtle because we see, you know, the whole reason that Myrtle's death resulted in Tom and Gatsby's altercations earlier in the book, just not long before, whenever they were fighting and arguing, and Daisy left upset because of that, and so then she was on edge the entire way driving home, which ultimately caused the accident when Myrtle was killed.
Yeah, and since they switched cars when going to New York, Myrtle recognized the car and thought Tom was driving when he wasn't, and the car didn't stop.
Yeah, so the whole thing, she wouldn't have ran out had she not recognized the car. Her death ultimately would have never happened, which also would have never caused Wilson to go and then kill Gatsby in the end, and then kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
So we see Tom and Gatsby really were the reasons for the major events and, like, pinnacle of the story, were the reasons for that in the plot.
I actually think that it was more Tom of what, like, basically caused the whole book. Like, not even after the fact, like, Daisy and Tom got married, that was all fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was just after Tom started cheating on his wife that everything started, like, going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just, like, created a scenario. If Tom wasn't cheating, Daisy would have never thought of getting back together with Gatsby.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I definitely see what you're saying. And then Myrtle would have never even been a part of their mm-hmm. lives. And so she never would have been put at risk. And
she would have been still alive.
Yeah.
And Wilson would still be alive as well.
Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think Gatsby's in the clear. I don't necessarily see him as a tragic hero. You know, he didn't really do the right thing in the end, which is sad. But, so, I mean, I definitely agree. Tom was a major reason for the results in the end of the book. So I definitely agree with what you're saying on that.
Mm-hmm. This concludes Autumn and Enya's book analysis of the classic Great Gatsby, and we will be seeing you next time.